You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Show. I'm Terry Stacy. I'm glad that you're here with us this morning. And please welcome Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com, to the show. Hello, Mel.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Doodlebug. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I had a pretty nice weekend. Lots of peas and green beans coming out of the garden. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you've been privy to my pea salad recipe.
Yes.
Things are going pretty well right now.
Yes,
so
yes. My little farm girl has really, she's got dirt underneath her fingernails now, so she truly has become a farm kid. And you've got, I can almost smell the green beans and the peas and everything when you show us those pictures. You're really into this, aren't you? I mean, this has really been good. You are a natural. You've got a natural green thumb.
Well, I have a husband who knows how to do everything, so that helps.
Yeah, he's a farm kid. Yeah, he's a farm kid for sure.
He is. But I'm really enjoying it. You know, it's been tough not being able to, you know, get out and do those normal things. And so we've had to find other ways to entertain ourselves. But events are slowly starting to come back. People are starting to get more comfortable going out and hopefully doing it safely. And so I'm excited to welcome our guest, Jen Campmeyer, with Vino Mobile Bar to tell us about her big event that she has coming up this week. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, so thrilled. It's so good to talk to both of you. I've missed you both.
I've missed you.
I know, same here.
Yeah, I've missed seeing you at locations. I miss those events where I'm seeing you. And this has to be such a difficult time as you sit and wait for the moment that you can get back out on the road.
Yeah, I'm air quoting over here. It's been super, super fun. I kind of feel like that baseball player who's been injured and on the bench and like, all right, you're going in now. So
I know. That's a good way to look at it. That's funny. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You were here with us how long ago? About a year or two ago, when you started this thing?
Yeah, actually, I think Mel was one of the charter members for Indie Originals and kind of kicked it off. Gosh, it's 4 years ago. Can you guys believe that already?
No. 4 years ago. Yeah. Go ahead.
Time goes when you're having fun. I love it. But yeah, no, so we are up and running, you all. I'm so excited and so happy. We've only had three minor setbacks, so it's good. We just wanted to keep moving it just because we weren't for sure how this was going in CDC and this and that. But we are steadfast, and we're happy to share that the annual Sip and Shop is going to take place on this coming Thursday, which is only 5 days away, from 6 to 8:30.
Mel?
It's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. I've, kind of talked to you through this planning process, and what has it been like, you know, just you're being 5 days away. It's one of the first big events since we've come out of all of this. What does it feel like as a business owner right now?
Exciting, anticipation, a little trepidation. Mainly, I just want to make sure that people know that have a comfort level with coming. We want people to come, but if you're not comfortable coming out yet, hey, that's totally fine. We're going to have another one in the fall, too. It's fine. But what we're doing on our end to make sure that people want to come and it's a safe environment, whatnot, is we are going to have additional space in between the tables. I've actually lowered it to 60. Normally, we have between 70 and 80 vendors. But I moved it to a very large location. It's 9,000 square feet. It's the old Forever 21 store at Clay Terrace, which is up on the north end. So that's the first thing we did, is there are lots and lots of space between the vendors. The second thing we're doing is having directional arrows on the floor. So we want people, you know, not to be crossing facing each other. So we're going to go one way up and down. And we're going to help guide them. I've got about 6 staff members there that are going to help guide, remind people, hey, you know, let's make sure we're going this way and that way, just in a fun, light environment. We're going to have lots of hand sanitizers around. We've encouraged each of the vendors to also have hand sanitizers on the table if they have objects that are going to be picked up, touched, whatever. And then we'll have masks at the door. We're not requiring masks. We cannot require masks. But if you want to grab a mask to wear, we love that. Wear your mask if you want to come in, that's fine. The vendors, if they want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask too. So I know it's kind of a taboo topic, but we're just going to have that item there in case if somebody feels more comfortable wearing one, that's totally fine as well.
Mel?
Jen, what advice do you have for other business owners that are kind of on the fence about whether they should go ahead with their events or not?
Well, I think really the things to keep in mind is do space-wise. You know, what are you going to be doing? How are you going to be doing? If it's an outside event, it's much easier to control and have versus the inside event. The other thing is educate your people. Educate them what you're going to be doing. We've consistently brought messages over, like, past Friday, Thursday. I did a Facebook Live walking people through what we're going to be doing. I mean, 100% transparent with this. I think that's the best thing. Also, I don't think we need to be in the above 70, 80, 90 type of vendors right now. I think if you keep it around 50 or 60, it's very fair to be able to control the entrance, the consumers, the setup and whatnot. And, you know, just really work with your staff on making sure you've got plan A, plan B, and plan C. And also that transparency goes back into the vendors as well. And I know, Mel, we both share this philosophy, is educate your vendors as much as possible. So they're getting multiple emails with me of updates and what's going on and if there's been any changes. And I think they really do appreciate that, because we're putting extra time and extra thought into making sure that this is an event all around for people. And I think if businesses are getting ready to start breaking out into that, those are things to start thinking about.
When we look at your event, the Sip and Shop, what kind of vendors will we see there? Because we're all anxious to get out and do something fun.
Yes, yes. I love Mel and the Indiana Originals. And so what I tend to do is it's all local business owners.
Yay.
It really truly is. I know. We love supporting local business owners. And that is truly what it is. So we probably have 50-50 with shopping type of boutique stuff, buying stuff, and then we also have service and marketing too, talking about their products and services.
Okay.
So lots of mom stores and dad stores and boutiques that are going to come in and share their wares and their goods and be able, you know, to talk to them and find out how they started it and what's going on. And I love those type of stories, and I know Mel loves those as well too, because you can stand there, be purchasing a dress, and you can also be like, how'd you start and what'd you get started? And before you know it, you're engaged in a beautiful conversation, which who knows where that could lead to.
Yeah, excellent. I love it. 6 to 8:30, did we say? I'm writing all of this down. 6 to 8:30 on Thursday?
6 to 8:30
okay.
At Clay Terrace. It's up on the north side. So if you envision driving in the north top side of Clay Terrace, you've got Whole Foods or whatever that's called there. It's on that same block right behind it.
And you have to have a ticket?
It's complimentary. I never, ever, ever charge for my events. I love people to be able to come out. Grab a girlfriend, grab your mom, make your husband come or your partner. Who cares? Just get out and come and have some fun.
I love that. Mel, anything you want to mention before we let her go?
You're still taking private bookings for Vinny, are you not?
Oh my gosh, yes. Vinny the Wine Truck has been out and about, and we are doing a lot of concentrated neighborhood parties. So we do a 2-hour event. It's $100, and we come to your neighborhood. It's a cash event, and we pour for your wine and beer for your neighbors. You guys can social distance, hang out, have a good time, be in your comfort zone, and they are taking off like crazy.
Oh, that's awesome. If you'd like more information, you'll find all the details at IndianaOriginals.com. Mel, Jen, thank you, guys. We will look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thanks,
thank
Terry.
You so much.
Absolutely. IndianaOriginals.com. And by the way, Mel has a new store coming soon, Indiana Gifts, certified local Indiana Gifts, all a part of IndianaOriginals.com. We've got another hour to go of the first day. In fact, coming up next half hour, we are going to talk to Bill Gamble. He is the president of the Indiana State Teachers Association. We're going to talk about getting those kids back into school and what needs to be done before they can get back into the building. We'll talk about that and more as we continue here on the first day. Today's top stories are next on 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.